Asking the right questions can change everything. So here's the one leadership question we must ask ourselves every day. Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Back in August, I was in Campinas, Brazil to speak in a conference I've participated in for the last 10 years. This conference, designed for leaders who start churches, we call them church planters, as well as for leaders who help revitalize churches, is an annual highlight in my life. One of the two keynote speakers this year was Dave Ferguson. Dave is the pastor of Community Christian Church in Chicago, a church serving thousands of people in 14 locations. It's a church intent on helping people find their way back to God. He's also the president of Exponential, the largest church planting conference in the world, and he's the visionary leader for New Thing, a network that exists to be a catalyst for movements of reproducing churches. Now, in addition to his leadership efforts, Dave is an award-winning author. He's written such books as The Big Idea, Exponential, Discover Your Mission Now, Finding Your Way Back to God, and with co-author Warren Bird, Hero Maker, Five Essential Practices for Leaders to Multiply Leaders. Now, in a minute, I'll share with you why I'm providing the big bio and the long on-ramp to my aha moment today. But first, let me tell you this one more thing about Dave. In Brazil, most of the speakers were staying at the same hotel, so there was a bus to take us to a welcome dinner the night before the conference. I sat next to Dave on the bus, and the first thing Dave did was ask me a question, then another question, and then he wanted an example, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy is a learner. And you know what he didn't do? He didn't tell me about his book, or about Exponential, or his network, or his church, at least until I asked him. Dave, to me, is a living example that to be a great leader, you need to be a great learner. And that makes me all the more pumped about sharing one of my aha moments from his book, Hero Maker. In his chapter, The Right Questions, Dave writes, asking the right questions can change everything. And that is so true. And then he relays an insight from a Forbes magazine article by Dave Sturt and Tom Nordstrom, who point out that a half century ago, someone asked a profound question that fundamentally changed how we communicate with each other every day. Back in that day, every phone was hanging on a wall, and you could only talk as far away as the phone cord would let you go. But then Marty Cooper, a young engineer at Motorola, asked a very important and a very insightful question. He said, why is it that when we want to call and talk to a person, we have to call a place? And that inquiry led to the invention of the very first cell phone. Marty and his colleagues asked the just right question. Now listen as Dave and Warren apply that insight to our lives and leadership.
The Tanner Institute interviewed Marty and more than 250 other great innovators like him and found that the genesis of almost every brilliant innovation was asking the right question. The just right question can be a disruptive agent, cutting through years of complacency to redirect a leader's or team's focus toward extraordinary new insights. Makes you wonder what question Steve Jobs asked that led to the Mac computer, what Elon Musk asked that brought the electric car to market, and so much more. As we learned in the previous chapter, if we start with the wrong questions, the result will be a certain set of answers and practices that lead to status quo results. Instead, if we dare to start with the right questions, levels 4 and 5, our pathway will lead to a different set of answers, better practices, and multiplied results. If I could give you only one leadership question to ask yourself every day to maximize and multiply your influence, it would be, am I trying to be the hero, or am I trying to make heroes out of others? As you ask that question, know that God has given you a unique vision for your life. And for that reason, I want you to gain clarity in how to ask all the right questions to lead a multiplying movement.
Am I trying to be the hero, or am I trying to make heroes out of others? And what makes that question so significant when it comes to our leadership is that it moves our focus from simple leadership self-improvement to a multiplication mindset when it comes to our leadership thinking. And it's all the more significant to me when it's asked by an individual who's obviously a multiplier of leaders. Now, the question alone won't make you a multiplier, but it will definitely get you and me focused in the right direction. And the beautiful thing is that Dave's book, Hero Maker, will give you the additional insight and tools that you need to implement the five essential practices to multiply leaders. Here they are. Number one, multiplication thinking. Number two, permission giving. Number three, disciple multiplying. Number four, gift activating. And number five, kingdom building. I've read Hero Maker. More importantly, I'm working these principles into my life and leadership. And I want to encourage you, get this book. Let Dave and Warren add their insights to make you a better leader. Well, today, my aha moment, compliments of Dave Ferguson and Warren Bird, is asking the right question can catapult my leadership. And the one leadership question I need to ask myself every day in order to maximize and multiply my leadership is this: am I trying to be the hero, or am I trying to make heroes out of others? Well, that's my thought on my walk with Hero Maker, five essential practices for leaders to multiply leaders. Now, let me ask you, what will you do with that thought, with that question, on your walk through life today?